Lent,
Week 2, Friday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, Creator of us all, from whom we come, to whom we go, you look with pity on our hearts, the weakness of our wills you know. Forgive us all the wrong we do, and purify each sinful soul. What we have darkened, heal with light, and what we have destroyed, make whole. The fast by law and prophets taught by you, O Christ, was sanctified. Bless all our penance, give us strength to share the cross on which you died. O God of mercy, hear our prayer, with Christ your Son, the Spirit blessed, transcendent Trinity in whom created things all come to rest. Lord, keep my soul from death, my feet from stumbling. Psalm 114. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death, my feet from stumbling. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 120. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. A reading from James chapter 5. Confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, and then you will be healed. My brothers, if any one of your number should stray from the truth, and another succeed in bringing him back, be sure of this. Any man who brings a sinner back from his crooked ways will be rescuing his soul from death and cancelling innumerable sins. Responsory. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. They wanted to arrest Jesus, but they were afraid of the people who looked on him as a prophet. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They wanted to arrest Jesus, but they were afraid of the people who looked on him as a prophet. Intercessions. Let us turn in prayer to the Saviour of all. By dying he destroyed our death, and by rising he restored our life. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Christ, our Redeemer, let us share in your passion by works of penance. Let us attain the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Grant us the protection of your mother, the comforter of the afflicted. Help us to extend to others the consolation you have given us. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Unite the faithful to your passion in times of trouble and distress, and let the power of your salvation shine forth in their lives. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself even to accepting death, death on a cross. Grant to your servants obedience and patience. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Share with the dead your bodily glory. Let us rejoice one day with them in the fellowship of the saints. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Purify us, Almighty God, through our wholehearted endeavour to renew our lives, so that we may approach the coming festival with single-minded devotion. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.